Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
77082.
Thank you. And could I have your first and last name?
Nhan
Huang. Thank you. And could you verify the mailing address on this account?
Mailing address is 3514 Shadow Walk Drive, Houston, Texas 77082.
Thank you. One moment. Thank you. On this account, I see that it has the Discount Club membership. And how may I help you today?
Okay. I just online now, and I see some charge on my account, which I not authorized. You know, I only authorized one charge, which is $9.98. And what happened to the other charge, $17.99 and $59.92? I don't know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. So the initial charge on this account made on July the 15th, it was for the portable AC. I'm now with the portable AC. You pay shipping and handling to receive the items, and then 3 to 5 days later, you're charged the full price for the air conditioner, which is $59.92.
What is that? I didn't understand what you're saying.
Okay, the item that was ordered on this account was a portable air conditioner. It was initially ordered on July the 15th. For the air conditioner, you pay shipping and handling to receive it. 3 to 5 days later, you are charged a full price for the air conditioner, which is $59.92.
No, I did not. I mean, the receipt I have is only show $9.98. That's why I was authorized on only that $9.98. I don't know what is the other charge. Just please take it off.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can have your account canceled so you don't receive any more charges.
Okay, but the charge already appear on my account also have to be removed. I only authorize a $9.98.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can see what I can do in regards to a refund. Could you please hold?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, thank you for holding, ma'am. So I did go ahead and check, and I can get you a partial courtesy refund of $50.
No. It has to be full refund because I'm not authorized that.
I'll have to check with the supervisor to see if they can process a full refund. Please hold.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you for holding, ma'am. So my supervisor can process a full refund for the charge. The refund will take 3 to 5 business days.
So what is the refund amount?
The refund will be for $59.92.
How about a $7.99?
That was for shipping and handling.
No, you didn't tell me that I have to pay for the fee. The shipping and handling, that's for something else. I saw it on it, but my receipt only showed $9.98. That's the receipt.
I'll look into that man once again. Yes, ma'am. So the refund does only apply for the $59.92 charge. The $7.99 along with the $9.98 was for an additional mystery box gift that comes with the AC.
I don't see anything. I only see the box of the only one item. The $7.99, I didn't check that. So, I mean, I didn't buy that.
Yes, ma'am. So that automatically comes with the portable AC.
Yeah, but I didn't receive it.
Yes, ma'am, that's because the item is still currently shipping out.
But I did not check for that. I mean, only the...
It automatically comes with the AC, so if you accept the AC, it comes with the mystery box as well.
How come the receipt only shows $9.98?
You should have received a separate order confirmation for the mystery box.
No, only one receipt. I saw only one receipt, $9.98.
Yes, and while I'm not sure why you did not receive that second email, but the refund will only be processed for the $59.92.
I will call my bank and dispute that $7.99 because I will show them the receipt only show $9.98. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So once again, I can only refund the $59.92. I'll have to check with the supervisor to see if they can refund the $7.99. Please hold. Thank you for holding. We can refund the $7.99 charge.
Okay, so
is there anything else I can help you with?
No, $59.98 plus $7.99, that's the amount that you refund?
Yes.
Total like $66.60.
It will show us two separate refunds.
Okay. Can I have your name?
Ari.
Ari, A-R-R-Y?
A-R-I-E.
A-R-I-E, O-R-E. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling Customer Service. Have a